Turn with me to Matthew 5:48. It would help if I'd be in Matthew instead of Mark. It looks much better. It says, therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Are any of us perfect yet? Yeah, that hurts. I don't think we are. Something we have to be working on all the time. Have you heard, most likely have heard the comment, hanging by a thread or with the tips of your fingers? These seemingly small threads, hanging by a thread, are insignificant by themselves, but they become something totally much more massive and important when built one at a time until they become totally different structure or an item. You can take a pile of lumber out here. It's not too significant by itself, but you start building on it and it becomes something else. You see, animals were created with what is called instinct, or you might call being pre-programmed and know what to do. Many threads make a cord, just like the braids of hair. Combine a few strands of hair into three parts and weave them together, they become a braid. It's a simple braid. Most of the women here have done them or do them. But this simple braid, on a larger form, becomes cords, which becomes ropes, or hawsers, as they call them, strong enough to hold boats and large ships. Some of those things, huge, great big round things. Spiders build webs one strand at a time. If you ever watched a spider, it's fun. In some cases, they're even large enough to catch small birds or animals, such as the golden orb spider. I lived in Florida for a while, did lawn maintenance. You see the orb spider sitting there going. If you get close to it, start moving, you know. I hated those things. I don't like spiders anyway. Once you go around, you catch one right in your face. But they build the same web over and over again. They never deviate make a web. They don't make a web like some other spider, like a trapdoor spider. They do it over and over again. They do not and cannot create or new improved variations of the webs. But they cannot duplicate it. They can't duplicate a web from another spider. Birds only build nests for their birds. You don't see eagles building hummingbird nests or hummingbirds building eagle nests. That'd be a little weird, wouldn't it? But they always build the same kind. Turn with me, please, to can you read it? Ecclesiastes 4:12. I'll just turn there. Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. What about habits? They must be built upon. Become a manner of way of life. Little at a time. little here, a little there, just like studying God's word, a little here, a little there. Now they become truly a part of our character. What character are we attempting to build? We're attempting to build God's character. We just read Matthew 5:48. This is called practice. Practice makes perfect. God is in the process of perfecting us for his kingdom. Just like driving a car. How many of you remember when you first started driving a car? A few of us. It was fun. Probably frustrating at times. Thinking whether to step on the peas or the corn, you know. You did this in the house, you know, before you went to the car, you know. One represented the brake, and one the gas, and one the clutch, and so on and so forth. But just like driving a car, you don't just one day turn 16 or whatever age it is there, you're able to drive in whatever state you live and know it all. No, you don't all of a sudden become a Mario Andretti. For those old enough to know, he was a famous race car driver. You don't become a Mario Andretti behind the wheel. No, it takes time and practice. It's all the little things become a learned habit. I remember my youngest daughter, she got a car. She'd never driven anything but an automatic, but she bought a car with a standard transmission. So on a Sunday, when this big old parking lot, nobody's there, we took it out and we went through the clutch, all the gears and everything. We did this for a couple hours in the parking lot. And I told her, I said, you know what, it's time to go home now. Her eyes got about this big, you know, like a great big old dolls, you know. She said, I got to do it. I said, yes, you do. It's only like a mile, you know, away from home. But she did it. She hated that car. You can never get the muffler to work right. It's always falling apart, you know. But she managed it, you know. How about God's character and our relationship with him? When we were baptized, we did not or could not all of a sudden have God's perfect character. This takes time. In fact, a lifetime. You can be baptized, you can be repentant. But that lifetime is called conversion. Until Christ returns, will we not be completely converted? We might think we are, but we have to work on it. This takes a lifetime of building character. And like animals, we are not created with instinct of God. God's character, but we must learn his character and figure it out, so to speak. God not only gives us his spirit to figure out this, but also the instructions in order to perform the tasks that we need to are confronted with. Upon repentance and baptism and the laying on of hands, we can receive God's Holy Spirit to combine our human spirit, so that we can develop God's character. We first created the spirit of man. This is Zechariah 12:1. The burden of the word of the Lord against Israel says, thus says the Lord who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundations of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. God created a spirit within us, and that's combined with God's spirit is how we learn God's way of doing things. In Acts 2:38, and Peter said to them, this is during Pentecost, it says, Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God. With the combination of the Spirit and man and God's Holy Spirit, we can have the formula, if you will, to develop God's perfect character. We're told in Matthew 5:48, which we read earlier, to become perfect as the Father is perfect. Of course, God already knows that we must grow and develop. You see, He gives us the instructions on how we should conduct ourselves with our relationship with Him and with our fellow man. First, He gave us a set of rules set in stone. Can you imagine holding those stones, trying to read that today? Hold the Ten Commandments. This is in Exodus 20, verse 4, or Exodus 20 in Deuteronomy 5. Let's go to Deuteronomy 5. It is the Ten Commandments here, and it says, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves a carved image like any likeness of anything on the heaven or above, or on the earth below, or in the water beneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity on the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations, but showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." The way we learn God's character is by keeping His commandments. "You shall not take the Lord your God in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy." I'm just skimming through here, but honor your father and your mother. That's extremely, extremely important, you know. It says, "Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor shall you desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything it is your neighbor's." These were instructions God gave us. If we live by those instructions, we have a much better life. He gave us other days, these holy days. Those are listed in Leviticus 23. Let's go there shortly. The Lord spoke to Moses, verse 1. "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. And needless, 6 days you shall work, shall be done. On the seventh day is a Sabbath, a solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. On the 14th day of the first month is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day is a feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." Here it doesn't say you just can eat if you want to. It says you must eat it, you know. And it's just some people, they always want to eat bread for that week, you know. But I think we need to rethink that. But and it goes on down the list of the other days here. But that's a guideline for us in order to live God's way and develop His character. We must follow God's instruction manual, that's the Bible, and Jesus' example, who observed these days as well as his as was his custom and his practice. You see, if we practice Jesus' habits and customs, we begin to develop his godly character that the Father desires in us. Thank you.